Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February 26th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. Wow, and absolutely, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And best of all, we believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. If you missed last hour, I highly recommend you go back and listen to it. I drill into my health problems. I've had COVID three times, I think. Two provable, one not quite positive, but anecdotally, pretty confident. I've got COVID right now. As I'm on your radio, you say, Sam, that's kind of a crazy thing to say to the whole world. Yeah, but you know what? I'm not afraid of it. I'm not scared of it. I realize it can be deadly. Trust you, me, I get it. Go listen to the last hour and you'll understand. But I was able to recover from COVID the second time, even though it almost killed me. And I was able to use certain protocols against whatever the medical professionals want you to believe and want you to understand and want you to know that saved my life. And I want to talk about those. So why is oxygen a controlled substance? Why do you need a prescription for oxygen? Oxygen floats around in the air we breathe, right? So why would you need a prescription to get extra oxygen? They say, well, the problem with medical oxygen does not contain the other gases that the air in our atmosphere has in it. The FDA requires that medical oxygen only be distributed with a prescription. Yeah, I mean a medical professional tells you how much you need and how often you need to use it. Yeah. Anyway, they go on and tell you why you might need oxygen. One of them is because you have COVID, sleep apnea, pneumonia. Well, I've had all the above at the same time. Yeah, I had COVID pneumonia. I've got sleep apnea. And I had COVID-19. Yeah. So they say also if you have difficulty breathing. Yeah. Your memory is suffering. Well, man, when I had COVID, I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. My memory suffered. I could hardly even talk or think. Okay, you experience moments of confusion or disorientation. I didn't totally have that, disorientation maybe, but confusion, I wasn't very confused. I just couldn't think very well. My mind was like on, it reminds me of if you've ever had, what is it called when you get knocked out, Cameron? I'm just not a medical guy. These terms just don't come easy to me. What is it called when you go for surgery and they sedated. That's the one. Wow, I'm so sorry, you guys. Anyway, sedated. It's like when you're coming back from being sedated, right? When you kind of wake up, you're kind of in this fog. You're like, hey, what's going on? And your brain just doesn't, it's not alert. It doesn't hop from item to item very well and everything else, right? Well, that happened. Anyway. They say the reason you have a difficulty breathing is because you have probably hypoxia. Hypoxia happens when your lungs can't transfer the necessary amount of oxygen to your bloodstream. Not having the proper amount of oxygen in your bloodstream puts stress on your entire body. When you inhale the extra oxygen, you're making it easier for your body to do its job and put the right amount in your bloodstream so you won't be so short of breath and your energy levels will go up. Your body will be able to do its work better. Right? Anyway, they say the doctor will tell you how often you need to use supplemental oxygen. Yeah, think of your supplemental oxygen is a type of medication, they say. Your doctor will do tests to determine how much extra oxygen you need, etc. Okay? But, ladies and gentlemen, here's the problem, and here's the reason I go into such detail on that. I believe that the things that got me well the second time I had COVID and saved my life were all the things that doctors tell you not to do. So I had ivermectin. Mainstream doctors tell you that's horse poop. It's horse dewormer. Don't take it. It's not for humans. That's a lie. I had a prescription for humans by a physician. So don't tell me any of that garbage. You're lying, and the fake news must stop. All right? Secondly, increased doses of vitamin C and D and zinc. And the mainstream won't talk about this. They say it's just crazy talk. No, it is not. I'm not a physician, so I'm expressing my opinion. I'm not an attorney, so I'm expressing my opinion, to which I am entitled under the First Amendment. Got it? I give no instruction to anybody else of what to do. I'm telling you my personal experiences and what happened to me as a matter of absolute fact. Fact is, I was sicker than a dog. Fact is, the things that I did saved my life and got me well. Is it on my own knowledge? Of course not. I told you over and over, I'm not even a medical guy. But I followed people who love me's guidance and instruction, and when I did, things got better in a hurry. And all I'm telling you is ivermectin was one of the great keys. So was vitamin C in high doses. I took 7,000 milligrams. Some say you need way, way, way more than that. Well, I agree with the medical profession to some degree. You can do too much of something, whether it be water, whether it be oxygen, whether it be vitamin C or D or zinc. You know what? You can have side effects from doing too much of something. Okay, so beware of that. But all the things that the doctors are telling us are leading us to the hospital, leading us to experimental vaccinations, leading us to protocols that don't get people well. They put people in a flat-out coma. Dr. Scott Bradley will tell you all about that. They had them in a coma for over 30 days. I can't remember how long. Almost 60 days, I think it is. All right. This has got to stop. They're lying to you about the solutions. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I'll get into a story, which we'll talk about here in a few minutes, why they're lying again. Everything they do is a flat-out lie to create greater tyranny, greater lording over you and I. So anyway, I digress. But the next thing, in addition to ivermectin, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc, I had oxygen. And you can say, well, Sam, it's a controlled substance because people might get too much of it. You know, it's medical grade, you know. You could suffer from too much oxygen and it can make you sick. I agree, but I'm telling you, like I did last hour, the likelihood of somebody getting too much oxygen is almost zero. When you don't need it, your natural tendency is to push it away. I don't want that mask on. It hurts my nose. It's uncomfortable to breathe. I'm fine. I don't need that. That's your natural. It's like drinking too much water. When you get a lot of water, you're like, I feel waterlogged. I don't want water. I need to pee. I need to look. No water. Okay. Most of these things, your body will tell you what needs to happen. Now, I'm not saying somebody couldn't take too much water in, take too much vitamin C in, take too much oxygen in. I agree they could, but it's just not likely. The reason the medical profession wants to control oxygen is because they want to control you. They want to call the shots. They want to treat it like a drug. They have a big industry where oxygen is expensive as all get out. To create an oxygen concentrator, you can buy a used one for like $1,000. Okay, these things are not cheap. All right, but you can get what's called a concentrator. You can plug it into the wall, and it will produce oxygen. It will suck in the air, and it will produce oxygen. It's a concentrator, and it will get rid of all the other things in the air that it, and it'll... basically, I don't want to say make oxygen, but it will produce oxygen. It will concentrate oxygen for you. But that's a device you got to pay for to buy. That's one way you can get oxygen, through a concentrator. It's plugged into the wall. The other way is bottled oxygen or portable oxygen, where they literally put oxygen in a tank for you, pressurize it, and then you can take around those tanks, right? So you can have an oxygen maker if it's plugged into the wall, or you can have an oxygen, I don't know, delivery system. Again, I'm not a medical professional, so don't butcher me for my terms. But I'm telling you. So if you want to reduce people from going to the hospital government. If you truly want that outcome, instead of your lies, listen to me carefully. You need to deregulate oxygen. Oh, no, Sam, we couldn't do that. That might harm people, by golly. So you're telling me that you're going to keep oxygen in a controlled substance, a drug, if you will, which requires a government prescription by a government-licensed individual. And you can't relax that because somebody might get hurt. But you can tell them to take a vaccine that's an experimental vaccine without evidence of advocacy, without evidence that it works, without evidence that it will help people. In fact, now we have all kinds of research about heart problems and other issues from the vaccine. But by golly, do a vaccine, don't do oxygen. But yet the hospitals are now overwhelmed with people who have had vaccinations and they need oxygen. That's why they're there, right? If you made oxygen available at home, instead of cranking up ventilators, you created concentrators. I'm not recommending the government do that either. I'm just going to point the private sector could. You would make a huge difference of how many people are forced to go to the hospital. In addition to oxygen, there's a couple of other things that make a huge difference. I mentioned these pearls last hour that help your lungs and help you cough and help you deal with the cough, make it possible for you to breathe again and get that gunk out of your lungs and fight COVID pneumonia. Yeah, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, so back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So the next thing I got, which is I had oxygen, which was a tremendous blessing, but they withhold oxygen from everybody. And then they're like, well, you got to come to the hospital because you can't breathe. We'll give you oxygen. See, they just have this tight control, folks. All right. Anyway, they call them Teflon pearls is the next thing I got. It's basically a prescription kind of a cough medicine that numbs your throat and numbs your... Anyway, it's often used for pneumonia, coughs, This medication is used to treat coughs caused by the common cold and other breathing problems like pneumonia and et cetera. But they're called Teflon pearls. But you got to have a prescription to have them. Now, I get that normally you should have a prescription. And I get that they shouldn't just hand it out like candy, maybe, fine, okay. But look, when people are super sick and you know they can't breathe and you know that what you need to do if they're coughing hard, when you cough so hard, your body goes into spasms. Your muscles tighten up and your whole body, your insides get sore and it wears you out to the point where you're spending all of your energy that could be used, could be directed to get well. You're using it just to try to respond, cough. And so you've got to use these Teflon pearls to relax your body enough to where you can just sleep. Sleep is one of the greatest things that can help you. And the problem is if you're just coughing all night hard and your insides hurt and you're worn out and you just get to where you can't sleep, it's like a self-destructive cycle. So you have oxygen. You have these Teflon pearls. You have this little breathing machine that I mentioned. It's just a little cheap mechanical device that costs $5-$10. And you suck in, you go, and then it forces this little ball to the top, and you can see how much pressure your lungs are able to, you know, produce or whatever. You do that for exercises to strengthen your lungs. Well, anyway, so you got the oxygen. You got the Teflon pearls, right? You've got the ivermectin. You've got the vitamin C, the vitamin D, the vitamin or the zinc in serious levels. Well, in addition to all that, then, ladies and gentlemen, you got to have more. Yeah, you got to have more to get the help that you need. And I want to know why all these things. Why can't we relax that and say, we're going to make oxygen available and we're going to make, fine, we're going to have a hotline that you need to call. Because, well, we want to make sure that you really need these things. We don't want to just hand it out like candy. But you can have either a hotline, you could have, what do you want to call them, teledoctors, which can do either a phone line or FaceTime or some of these kind of things. You could use this to kind of ensure that you're not just giving it to everybody without a need. But why are we cranking up ventilators when we should be cranking up concentrators? Why are we locking these things down when we could temporarily, maybe permanently, relax the oxygen prescription requirements and the Teflon pearls and say, you know what? We're going to give these to people temporarily because, hey, we cannot fill up the hospitals. Right? We're going to help people. We're going to make a difference for people. But the third thing I would recommend and say, and again, I'm not a medical professional. I'm just giving you my opinion, my experiences, okay? Don't try to sue me and waste my time because I have every right to my opinion. But in my opinion, why don't they then make lactated ringers available? Sam, what the heck are lactated? You don't even know, do you? No, you don't know. Why? Because you can only get lactated ringers, as far as I understand, in the hospital. I even talked to some medical professionals and I said, can you get me some lactated ringers? And can you get lactated ringers? And everybody's like, no, the only place I know, a lot of medical professionals don't even know what they are if they're not in the emergency rooms and stuff. But lactated ringers are hard to get. Now, they say lactated ringers is a sterile solution composed of water, salt, sodium lactate, potassium chloride, and calcium chloride. It's often used in place of saline solution, water and salt. There's other names, ringers lactate, ringers saline, ringers solution RL, Hartman's solution. Well, anyway, listen to this. Lactated ringers, FDA prescribing information. Lactated ringers injection has value of a source of water and electrolytes. It's capable of inducing diuresis, depending on the clinical condition of the patient. Okay. Anyway, I'm telling you, when you get so low, they say this is only to be given under the supervision of a doctor. Anyway, now I'm telling you that I get that you say, hey, there could be some side effects to those lactated ringers, Sam. And hey, the reason we can't do what you're saying, the reason we can't make oxygen available to everybody, the reason we can't, provide these Teflon pearls and oxygen and lactated ringers and these things to everybody is because, Sam, it's dangerous. The side effects could be tremendous. Oh, you mean like going to the hospital and getting on a ventilator and getting that Remdesivir or whatever it is and dying? You mean it could be bad, huh? You know, you could go ahead and stay out of the hospital and have a chance at life, and or you could just go to the hospital and get on Remdesivir and then get some paralyzing drug that puts you in a coma, and then you get on a ventilator and then you die. That could be better, Sam. Have you lost your mind, people? This is what I'm talking about. So I get that you don't want to just pass this stuff out by candy, like candy. But I also get that, you know what? Most people, if they could have a physician help them, monitor them, talk to them, train their family to help them, have maybe even people go by to check on them, you could keep people out of the hospital very easily. Because most people who go to the hospital, not all, but most, there's exceptions to everything, right? But most people, if you give them oxygen, you watch the levels, I get it. If you give them ivermectin, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, you give them lactated ringers so that they can get hydrated again and have a chance to come back. The reason you give the lactated ringers is because when people are so low and so dehydrated, their body can't even heal itself. But if you can get enough hydration into someone, then the body has a chance to take over. The body feels the stress is off the body of just trying to be in survival mode all the time to where some healing can take place. And you have people breathing with this, I can't remember what it's called, this little thing that you suck on and then it launches this ball to the top, where people could do lung exercises. You provide oxygen, lung exercises, these Teflon pearls that prevent you from just coughing to where your body's spent. So now you're hydrating the body. You're relaxing the cough. You're giving people a chance to sleep. You're giving them oxygen. You're giving them nutrients. Okay? And these are just things that I have experienced. I'm not even a medical professional. I don't even know a whole lot of what I'm talking about, except for I know what got me well, and I know it works, and I know where the points are that drive people straight to the hospital. When you can't breathe, when you're coughing so hard, when you're dehydrated so hard that you're listless, and you can't even hardly get out of bed, then you're kind of going, I got to go to the hospital. But if you had oxygen, if you had lactated ringers, so now you've got hydration, you've got these Teflon pearls so that your body can relax enough, you give the body a chance to heal. Well, I got all those things, and it made me well. And so I'm telling you that they could, instead of just saying, we're going to buy a gazillion ventilators, and we're going to push everybody to the hospital, although you shouldn't be there. You should get the vaccine. It'll prevent you from being there. We're finding out that's a lie, too. And we're going to embrace all these protocols that only the very few stand up against. But the very few are bold scientists, are gutsy nurses and doctors who stand up, and every one of them has had their career destroyed. Frontline doctors are in the thousands, people. But you don't hear hardly anything about them. All you hear is whacked out Tony Fauci going off about this and that and whatever. Is the coronavirus serious? Yes, it is. Can people die? Yes, they can. Can you get very sick? Without a doubt. But what about the solutions I'm providing? Well, Sam, the reason we can't do that is because then you'll realize maybe you don't need so many medical people everywhere. And maybe it's an insurance crisis where, man, there could be liability, Sam. We can't take that liability. What about in a national emergency situation, ladies and gentlemen? Hang tight. I've got more. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. International hacking group Anonymous has declared a cyber war against Russia for invading Ukraine. The group of hackers took to Twitter and said most members are currently involved in an operation against the Russian Federation. They went on to say one of the main targets is the Russian government, while adding the private sector will most likely be targeted as well. The CDC is relaxing its mask guidance for communities at low risk of COVID-19 transmission. At a briefing on Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's any concern that people will take this to mean that the coronavirus pandemic is over in the United States.
There are still people dying every day of COVID. What we are trying to work towards is a period of time where we are where COVID is not disrupting our daily lives.
USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
New inflation numbers are being released. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
An inflation gauge that is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve jumped another 6.1% in January compared with 1 year ago. The latest evidence that Americans are enduring sharp price increases that will worsen as Russia continues to invade Ukraine. The figure reported by the Commerce Department was the largest year-over-year rise since 1982.
President Biden is introducing his nominee to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court.
My nominee for the United States Supreme Court is Judge Ketanji Jackson.
If confirmed, she would be the first black woman to serve on the high court. Biden promising that race would be his main prerequisite when it came to filling Justice Stephen Breyer's seat. Jackson is currently on D.C.'s federal appellate court. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham not happy with the pick, calling the candidate too far to the left. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman talking about my COVID experiences. So the first time I got COVID had super long-term effects. Brutal, ladies and gentlemen. Bell's palsy. Cervical spinal stenosis, severe. Sleep apnea, all kinds of problems. The second time I got COVID, it almost killed me. Literally went to the hospital twice. And I'm telling you the things that helped me get well. Right? So why can't we have lactated ringers? Oh, boy. Why can't we have oxygen? Why can't we do the things that can get people well? Because, Sam, it's dangerous. Don't you know you need a medical professional? But when you go in the hospital, they literally put you in a coma and put you on a ventilator. Very few people come off of that, folks. How is my proposal, how is my recommendation more scary or worse than theirs? I'm here to tell you mine personally works. Okay, well, then after the second time, I kept taking the zinc and the vitamin C and the vitamin D and several other things that the doctors gave me, natural herbs and health and healing and stuff like that. And believe it or not, I got rid of a lot of the earlier symptoms that I received when I had COVID the first time. So the second time, I got quite a bit more well. Is that a term? Well, the interesting thing is that all happened. So then, after the second time, I took an antibody test again. And it said, oh, you got antibodies, Sam. But I compared my antibodies to most people, and I didn't have very many. And I thought, man, after getting COVID twice, the second time almost killing me, you'd think I'd have super antibodies now, right? No, I don't. I've got some. It shows that I've had COVID before. but I didn't have near the antibodies that others had. And I thought, I hope that's not a problem. Maybe we don't know what the level of antibodies do. We know the higher the level, the better, but we don't know really what threshold we need. They don't have any way to gauge all that. That's why they tell you that an antibody test on the back end doesn't do much good because, well, you got to have how much antibodies? Well, we don't really know, they say. So I thought, well, maybe no big deal. Maybe I still have the natural immunity that I need and everything else. But again, the COVID keeps morphing and changing. And you know what? You don't have immunity all the time. You don't have immunity forever. And I got COVID last August or whatever it was. End of July, August, whatever range. So September, October, November, December, January, February. 6 months later, I get it again. Wow, now this time it's the Omicron, so it's not near as bad. The symptoms are totally different. Yes, I'm coughing. Yes, I have a stuffy nose. Yes, I sound like I have a cold. My voice sounds horrible. But I'm not near like I was that time. I've got a lot more energy. Yes, my body aches. It's not fun, but it's not near like the other one. But here's the interesting thing. I'm going to natural doctors who are board-certified medical doctors as well. No, I won't tell you who they are because the government will come and attack them, right? But I'm telling you, they're medical doctors, but they believe in natural health and healing first, and then they say we'll do the medical thing second. So we're not one or the other. They want you to believe we're kooks, and we don't believe in the medical establishment. That's a lie. I just got through giving you ivermectin, a drug, Teflon pearls, a drug, okay, oxygen, a drug, right? So I'm not ever saying that the medical professionals have no value. They have tremendous value. And the amount of solutions they can provide to keep people alive and help the body recover and everything else is tremendous. I mean no disrespect for the medical profession, the science community, or the allopathic medicine people. Well, Sam, you should attack them. They're bad guys. Not always. Most of them are good people with a desire to really help and do good. And there's a lot of tremendous things they can do these days that are just amazing. However, on this COVID thing, they're literally forced to deliver protocols that are killing people, folks. And that is the problem. Anyway, I digress. I'm telling you, though, that the third time I have COVID, it didn't take me off the radio. The second time I had to go off the radio for a couple of weeks, I couldn't talk. Much less talk for straight 2 hours. Now, ladies and gentlemen, part of the reason that I'm doing this, too, to not only tell you my personal story, because I love you and you're my radio family and I believe you deserve to know the details about my health, but in addition, I'm hoping that the guidelines maybe I shouldn't use the term guidelines, the guidance that I personally followed, shared with you as an opinion from a non-licensed, non-attorney, non-medical professional, non-legal guy, just an average Joe telling you my experience, expressing my opinion to which I'm entitled, free speech 101, right? I'm hoping that that might help you in your life in some way. You know, I could say, don't try this at home. I could say, don't do what I'm telling you because by golly, you know, it could go bad. I'm not giving you any medical advice, any legal advice, any. I can go on all like that. That's what they do to protect themselves. And they might say the reason we can't provide all these things, Sam, that you're saying is because, man, it would be a medical nightmare. We would have liability 66 ways from Sunday. We would, yeah. But if the government were to be honest, the government could give protection to say, look, you know what? You can come to the hospital or you can try these things. In either case, you're going to sign a waiver saying we're just doing our best for you. We're in uncharted territory with COVID and with all these things. And so, you know what? We're just telling you what has worked for others. You're going to have to sign a waiver if you're going to go down the road of staying home and getting oxygen and getting Teflon pearls and getting, what are they called? Lactated ringers and taking vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc and all these, you know what, you're kind of on your own. We'll give you guidance and support so you can use it responsibly, but we're not going to be responsible if you make the wrong choices medically. There's ways to do that. That's what the government's doing right now with the vaccines. That's what the government's doing when they put you on a ventilator. That's what the government's doing when they check you into the hospital. They just say, look, we're going to dissolve ourselves of all this responsibility. We're just doing the best for you we can. But you can't hardly even sue doctors these days for COVID if it goes wrong, right? So they can decrease and divorce themselves from all the liabilities that they claim they can't. But why aren't we doing the things that I've given you the guidance for, as opposed to the things they're doing in the hospital? What in my proposal would be so harmful? It would really keep people out of the hospitals. It would promote home care. It would promote home health care. The least expensive, oh, that's the problem, huh? Yeah, it'd be way less expensive and they couldn't make mazillions. Is that a word? Mazillions? It's not, but you get it, right? Massive amounts of money, millions and billions and trillions of dollars. It wouldn't be pro-death. It wouldn't put people in fear for vaccinations. It wouldn't, I go on and on, right? There you have it. So I think this is really, really important, ladies and gentlemen, to understand. I believe that the protocols that I'm telling you, the things that I'm saying to do, really are the solution. Is it the only solution? No, of course not. It's not the only solution. There's a lot of physicians and a lot of experts that have other protocols that work. But let me give you an interesting thing that's working in my case. So I go to the natural doctors that helped me the second time, literally that got me well. I have tremendous respect for and tremendous appreciation for these people because they really led me in the right way and saved my life, these people. These people that are willing to literally look at alternative options for life and safety and stability. Anyway, so this time I go to the doctors and I say, I got COVID again. And they say, man, you're a magnet for this, Sam. What the heck? I say, I hear you. It's a sad deal. I'll go there for sure. It's awful. And I say, you know, can you get me some ivermectin again? I really need it. And they're like, yeah, we can. But you know what? Sam, we don't believe that ivermectin is the best solution. It was great for the Delta, and it was great for the original Alpha. But you know what? This Omicron stuff, believe it or not, ivermectin doesn't do very well to solve. Now, if the mainstream said that, I wouldn't believe them. But when these real doctors, in my opinion, these genuine, honest, first, do-no-harm servants of God, in my opinion, say, you know what? Ivermectin probably won't help you, Sam. I'll prescribe it if you want to try it, but I really don't believe that's your best idea. And I say to them, what is my best idea? You want to know what they say? They say, Sam, here's what I want you to do. Drink a lot of water. Crank up your vitamin C and your vitamin D and your zinc once again. Get plenty of sleep, Sam. Eat right, Sam, and power through it. And there's one more thing that we can recommend, Sam. And if this doesn't work, tell us and we can go to the next steps if it even becomes necessary. They say you either need to take colloidal silver or you need to take oil of oregano. Sam, do you have either of those at your house? They're not looking to send me somewhere and spend a bunch of money. They're not looking to send me to the hospital and rape my wallet. They're not looking to make a gazillion dollars. Oh, yeah, they got to make a living. But these are people that make a living when I'm well. Listen carefully to me. These are people that make a living when I'm well, not when I'm sick. When I'm well, I pay them a monthly stipend. It's called insurance. Equivalent. It's not insurance. That's a legal term that's regulated too. It's not insurance. No. Anyway, so they want me to be well. And so they're telling me things that don't cost me money to keep me well. What a concept, huh?
For decades, leftists, liberals, socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, "My body, my choice," in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming "my body, my choice" for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about "my body, my choice." They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com. Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, back with you live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm convinced it's all a money game for these people. They claim that they can't absolve themselves of liability, and individually they can't. It would take government, because government's what puts this medical reality on every one of us. This control and consent by medical professionals licensed by your government with to do and not to do solutions, regardless of what's best for your health, they don't care. It's driven by money. It's driven by government control and manipulation to the point where all the things that I'm talking about can't even really be discussed, or you will lose your medical career. It will destroy you. But the doctors have told me, they said, Sam, for this third bout of COVID you're fighting, I'm telling you, you don't need ivermectin. I can prescribe it. You don't need some of these other medications that people have tried. They don't really work for this one. This one's too much like the flu and the cold and everything else. Your best bet is to get a lot of water, get a lot of sleep, eat nutritious foods, get a lot of vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. And then, Sam, you really should have either colloidal silver or oil of oregano. What do you have at home, Sam? We're not trying to cost you money. We're aligned with you. We want to keep you well. Anyway, so I say I got oil of oregano at home. They say, all right, Sam, here's what I want you to do. Put 2 to 4 drops of oil of oregano in an ounce of water and down that dude. And other people do that like 3 times a day, 4 times a day. And other people are like, well, Sam, put it in a capsule. That stuff tastes foul. It tastes gross. No, I'm learning why you do it the way they tell you. You put it in a capsule and it bypasses all your lungs and all your breathing and all your, I don't know what term to use. I'm not a medical guy, but you pass all that. If you drink this oil of oregano, believe it or not, it acts as an incredible antihistamine. Ooh, makes sense for your lungs, doesn't it? Makes sense for your stuffy nose, your runny nose, your, let's get a lot of that toxic stuff out of there, right? And so I'm doing this oil of oregano, and believe it or not, the second I started this oil of oregano, instantly I start breathing better, I start to be able to talk better, I start to get rid of a lot of this histamine that's got this stuffy nose and giving me a headache. I get all these things start to happen. I pretty soon start craving water, so I start drinking more water. The oil of oregano is brutal going down, though. It's like drinking whiskey or something. I mean, it burns going down, people. But you know what? There's an advantage to that, because then you cough. And when you cough, since it's an antihistamine, a lot of this stuff starts coming up that you need gone. Okay, it's healing. And I can tell it and I can feel it. And then pretty soon you're like, hey, I can breathe through my nose. Then you're like, man, my head's not hurting as bad. And then you're like, my goodness, I've got a little bit more energy. Well, I'll tell you the other interesting thing. They tell you to be quiet and just lay down and just, you know what? All medical advice, this is my opinion. All medical advice that they give you is the sooner you can get up and move around and go to the restroom yourself and eat yourself and breathe yourself and anything that your body can do autonomously, let it do. Anything you can do to encourage your body for taking over for things that it can do itself, let it. That's the way to healing. They always tell you that, but with COVID, they tell you just the opposite. They want you to be dependent. Why? Anyway, I'm telling you that I've been doing, I started with 2 because it's gnarly going down, but now I'm doing 4 drops of oil of oregano 3 times a day. And I'm telling you, it'll make your eyes water when you swallow that stuff. And you got to go, ooh, I mean, it's intense. And it makes you cough. But it cranks up that antihistamine capabilities. And you start getting to where your lungs start to feel better. Your lungs start to feel cleaner. You can start to breathe and take deep breaths. Oh, man, the breath of life is so valuable for healing, ladies and gentlemen. I can't begin to tell you. And so the other interesting thing is this. I believe that being on the radio actually helps me. You say, what, Sam? Yeah, I'm talking for 2 hours to share these things with you because I think it'll help people around the world. But I'm also on your radio right now as a healing mechanism. Because if I can talk straight for 2 hours in the middle of COVID, that's saying something, right? And I've been talking for straight 2 hours. I don't have a guest. I don't have any sound bites. I've got your normal commercials so I can go to the restroom and get a drink of water and stuff like that. But I'm literally in the middle of COVID this time, able to talk to you for 2 hours straight. Most people can't talk 2 hours straight in their entire life. And I don't say that to say that I'm more important than anyone else. I say that to tell you that these doctors, these heroes, these medical professionals, these heroes that are willing to tell us what to do that really works are heroes. And I'm here to show you that, you know what? This is my third bout with COVID. And I get that Omicron or whatever is supposedly more mild. I understand all that. But imagine me who almost was dead. Imagine me who have all these different prolonged COVID symptoms. They call it long haul or whatever, COVID. I'm getting over those symptoms. I'm doing better. Now, I still have my neck problem. I still have the severe cervical spinal stenosis, and it may paralyze me. That's what the physicians say. But the alternative people say it will be painful, but you probably won't be paralyzed, Sam. You can survive it if you do the right things. And the right things are to adjust your neck and spine using the atlas, your first vertebrae, right near the brainstem, as the solution. So I'm trusting an alternative medical professional to give me guidance, but I'm telling you that I'm getting stronger. I'm doing better. And I bring that up because, folks, understand that I believe there are solutions. I believe that there are solutions way different from what the government's telling you, and I'm here as living proof to tell you they work. Well, now the government is telling you something else that seems strange. They're telling you, hey, vaccine and mask mandates are being dropped precipitously across the United States. That's right. As the campaigning for this fall begins to heat up, right? And so you say, well, why would they drop vaccine and mask mandate requirements? Why would they do that? What's up with that? Well, you're right. There is something up with that. They know that it's bad for elections, and so they want to back away from that so they can get elected. Also, they say the number of deaths, so the number of COVID cases is dropping rapidly, right? That's all true. But you'd say, well, hey, some might say the U.S. is returning to normal, to normalcy. But ladies and gentlemen, a new report in Forbes magazine suggests that new normal may require digital vaccine passes to be used to travel, to access venues, and much more. All right, ladies and gentlemen, they call it a national vaccine pass. It's quietly rolled out, and red states are getting on board, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. So now you're learning why they're doing this. They're backing off on all these things because they know that they're going to push for a vaccination pass, not a passport, ladies and gentlemen. A passport would be mandated by your government. This isn't mandated by government. This is an option that they're providing for you. But the sad part is many, many, many Americans are going for this. They call it a new national vaccine pass, quietly being implemented. 200 million already can access records, ladies and gentlemen. So 200 million already on this thing. Bob Unruh with WND.com has the article on this. This is serious indeed. But they say it's a national vaccine pass. It's not a passport. because it's not forced. It's not mandated by government. It's something you can sign up for if you want to. What is it? It's a digital smart card virtual system. A national vaccine pass has quietly rolled out, and believe it or not, even red states are getting on board. So what they're going to do is relax everything to make you feel like things are normal. But then they're going to offer you, this pass system. They say a paper CDC mandated card is not cutting it. People are rejecting it, say the reports. But four more states are lining up their requirements now to adopt these. All right. Here's the deal. You can get these special cards with a QR code. And when you scan the QR code, ladies and gentlemen, it brings up this report record on you, either your vaccination status or your testing status or whatever. The report charged that the product was a huge plus. Everybody's loving it. Many indoor cultural attractions and performance venues are now requiring vaccination. And they say this smart health card, right? Think about it. They say it's been phenomenal. Every Canadian province is already using the system, as are Aruba, the Cayman Islands, Singapore, and Japan. Also, Kenya and Rwanda. Believe it or not, states are now offering their own portals to use these smart cards, or they're hiring companies to do it for them. This is not a passport, they say. This is essentially a COVID card that you can get at your convenience. So they're backing away from forcing this on you. But the credentials will offer confirmation of vaccinations or a negative test at Walmart, Sam's Club, CVS, Walgreens, Costco, Kroger, tons of places. Will you be getting the national vaccine pass is the question. All right, that's what's going on. And so they're backing off on all these things now because they realize force isn't the way to go. They know they'll lose. The harder they push, the more we resist, and they've seen it. So now what they're doing is they're playing the nice guy. We're going to get rid of vaccine mandates. We're going to get rid of forced this, forced that. We're not going to force masks anymore. We're going to back off on all that. However, eventually we're going to require this card. Businesses won't have a mandate to do it, but they can do it if they want to. And now that they've destroyed half the small businesses in America, big business is adopting this like you wouldn't believe. And so now the question is, are you going to get your COVID smart card, your COVID pass by choice? And what they're selling is freedom. The carrot is freedom. They're kind of saying you can do whatever you want to, people. But if you want to watch this sporting event, if you want to go to this entertainment attraction, if you want to go to this college, if you want to come to this business, you're going to have to show your pass. It's voluntary. You can get it or not, but, you know, we're just saying the pass is required, and it's not a forced pass. You don't have to get one. Don't. Go ahead. Whatever. But eventually this pass will be mandated. They've already got 200 million Americans on this thing in a variety of ways, and it's growing stealthily across the country. Anyway, I'm telling you all this because that's where they're headed next. Don't believe their lies. Everything they're doing literally points to tyranny. We got to be wise enough. By the way, did I tell you that they're now admitting, ladies and gentlemen, blatantly admitting that, let's see, let me find this. Vitamin D deficiency was linked to worse health outcomes for COVID-19 patients, including greater death. Yeah, so you need vitamin D. We told you so. They mocked us for it, but now studies prove it. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it's helpful for you. God save the Republic.